Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Dixie Banner by Tony Ellis. We heard Rocky Road to Kansas, featuring his son Tom on guitar. Dixie Banner is on Flying Fish Records. There's a long-standing tradition of family performers in folk music. Many of the classic old-time bands, such as the Carter Family, were family groups. Many traditional musicians learned by attending dances as children, only to have the music and the rhythm lull them to sleep on a pile of warm coats or a bass case. This week, we begin a two-part feature titled All in the Family. We'll hear music from brother and sister alliances as well as parents and kids. We'll open the program with a recording which inspired these shows. The Watkins Family Hour features Sean and his sister Sarah Watkins and a few of their close friends, including Ben Montench from Tom Petty's Heartbreakers. Feeling Good Again is written by Robert Earl Keen, and it's the tune that leads off the CD. It's All in the Family on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Standing out on Main Street, across from Mr. Blues, in my faded leather jacket and my weathered broken shoes. Chill north wind was blowing, but the spring was coming on. And I wondered to myself just how long I'd been gone. So I strolled across Old Main Street, walked down a flight of stairs. I stepped into the hall and saw that all my friends were there. A neon sign was flashing, welcome, come on in. I feel so good, feeling good again. Otis Redding song, and when they sang the chorus, everybody sang along. And Dan and Margarita were swaying side by side. I heard they were divorcing, but I guess they let it slide. And I wished I had some money with which to buy around. I wished I'd cashed my paycheck before I came to town. I reached into my pockets, found $3.20s and a 10. So good, feeling good again. Butch and Billy John talk loud while playing pool. And the boys from Silver City were standing by the fire, singing like they thought they were the Tabernacle Choir. And I wanted you to see them all, I wish that you were there. I looked across the room and saw you standing on the stairs. And when I caught your eye, I saw you break into a grin. I feel so good, feeling good again. Feeling good again.
coming to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. Now the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. Hey! If you ain't got the do-re-mi, boy, at the do-re-mi, yeah, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's Garden of Eden, it's a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got that do-re-mi. Go ahead. Now if you wanna buy your home or farm that can't deal nobody home, take your vacation by the mountains or sea. Don't swap your old car for a car. You better stay right where you are. Better take this little tip of me, 'cause I look through the want ads every day, and the headlines in the papers always say, what do they say? If you ain't got that do-re-mi, boy, do-re-mi, well, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee, California's a Garden of Eden, it's paradise to live in. Let's go.
It's All in the Family on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and next week's edition as well. We just heard from Don Santiago Jimenez from his first and last recordings in a tune called El Satellite. And along with Don Santiago was his son Flaco Jimenez on the Bayo Sexto. That's on Arhuli Records, recorded in San Antonio in 1979. And before that, we heard Ry Cooter from his recording Corridos Famosos, including Joaquim Cooter, who is Ry's son, on the drums, and, of course, Flaco Jimenez. We hear Do-Re-Mi, the old Woody Guthrie tune, and that's on Nonesuch Records. And before that, we heard from Nickel Creek, featuring Chris Thiele on the mandolin, Sarah Watkins on the fiddle, and Sean Watkins on the guitar. And we heard a really great tune called Elephant in the Corn. That's on Nonesuch Records. And we let off that set with a recording that gave me the inspiration for these next two editions of the Sing Out Radio Magazine, Watkins Family Hour, featuring Sean and Sarah Watkins. And we heard Feeling Good Again, Robert Earl Keen tune. Ben Montench and Fiona Apple and a whole bunch of other folks are on this recording. It's on 30 Tigers Records from the Watkins Family Hour. One of the most revered folk music families is the Rogers family from Canada, Stan and Garnet and Nathan Rogers, who is Stan Rogers' son. We're going to listen to a track from Stan's recording for the family, a tune called Yeast Cake Jones, which was a poem written by Stan's grandfather, Sidney Bushell, of Canso, Nova Scotia, and sung to the tune Save Your Money When You're Young. Here's Stan Rogers on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
When the Joneses first were married in the days before the war, times were good and things were half the price they are today. His missus ran to meet him when she heard him at the door, and this is what the neighbors heard them say. I've been so very lonesome all the time you were away, with just the cat to talk to, and I have so much to say. Then she would call him darling one, and he would murmur, hun, while she coyly held her hand out for the mun. But this did not continue long for her when the baby came. Suddenly, poor Jones was left entirely in the cold, and walking the linoleum soon got him pretty tame. He did exactly just as he was told. He felt so very lonesome, pacing up and down the floor, and wished he wasn't married and a bachelor once more. But when she called him Daddy, he would proudly answer Mom, and hand across the cherished weekly sum. In ones and twos they came along, and things were getting tight. For now, you see, he has to feed a family of eight. They keep him busy all day long and wakeful half the night to keep the monthly payments up to date. Yet we feel we must admire him for the way he struggles through. He's such a happy fellow and is seldom ever blue. And the neighbors call him Yeast Cake, though his proper name is Joe. Just because he works so hard to raise the
There's all these people around me, baby. They say that I'm uncool. You're playing with me, darling. You take me for a fool. But girl, I know you love me when you say that I can stay. But since I've got a moment, there's something I should say. I've been standing outside your door, and I can't even think what for. When you won't even talk to me, till I do the dishes with a lone honky-tonky dedicated teacher, baby, and it's all for free. There ain't no man that's going to be as faithful to you as me. And now you wanna let me be, till I do the dishes with a lone honky-tonky dedicated teacher, baby, and it's all for free. Dedicated to your baby, and it's all for free. Girl, why don't you listen to reason? Plain as any I can see. Yes, it's true, I can't do better than you, babe. But you can't do better than me. Oh, girl, the time for love is in season. And it's plain as even I can see. And it's true, I can't do better than you. Can't do better than you, babe. But you can't do better than me. Oh my.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1540. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Dixie Banner from Tony Ellis, and we heard a tune called Beaver Creek, a tune he wrote about a creek that runs through Bristol, Tennessee. Tony was playing the fiddle, and his son Bill was playing the guitar. Dixie Banner is on Flying Fish Records. We're focusing on family the next two editions of The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we just heard some selections from the Rogers family. We just heard Nathan Rogers from his recording The Gauntlet and a tongue-in-cheek observation of married life from the dad's point of view, a tune called Better Than Me. The Gauntlet is on Borealis Records, and Nathan is Stan Rogers' son. And before that, we heard Nathan's uncle, Garnet, and a tune called Under the Summer Moonlight, a song written for his uncle Doug and his aunt Cicely, from the recording Sparrow's Point on Snow Goose Records from Garnet Rogers. And we let off that set with Stan from the recording For the Family, and we heard Yeast Cake Jones, his grandfather's poem that was set to the tune of Save Your Money When You're Young. For the Family is on Folk Tradition Records. One of the most famous family groups in old-time music and folk music was the Carter family, and we have some wonderful recordings of them on the radio, especially from radio station XET in Monterrey, Mexico. This is from 1939, and we'll hear a couple of tunes. The first one is a Carter classic, You Are My Flower, and the second one features a very young June Carter. Here's the Carter family on Border Radio on the Sing Out radio magazine.
Sarah and Maybell with those two guitars, and I think that's one of the prettiest numbers that they sing. Incidentally, it's one of their own numbers, one that they wrote. Now here's little 10-year-old June, and she's going to sing for you. And what's this going to be? Something about a flower, too, isn't it?
I'm going to sing Gathering Flowers from the Hillside.
Gathering Flowers from the Hillside, that's right.
I've been gathering flowers from the hillside to wreath all around your brow. But you kept me awaiting so long, dear. The flowers have all withered now. It was on one bright June morning. The roses were in bloom. I shot and killed my darling. And what will be my doom? I know that you have seen trouble, but never hang down your head. My love for you is like a flower. My love for you is dead. I've been gathering flowers from the hillside to wreath all around your brow, but you can't.
Thank you. 16, I started to roam. Out in the West, no money, no home. I went drifting along with the tide. I landed on the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide. Nothing around me but Rockies and skies. There you'll find me as years go by. Railroading on the Great Divide. Ask any old-timer from old Cheyenne. Railroad in Wyoming, the best in the land. The long steel rails, a short cross tie, I laid across the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide. Nothing around me but Rockies and skies. There you'll find me as years go by. Railroading on the Great Divide. Out across the breeze, number three coming the fastest on wheels. Through all Lamar she glides with pride and rolls across the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide. Nothing around me but Rockies and skies. There you'll find me as years go by, railroading on the Great Divide.
I'm leaving you this lonesome song. I'm leaving you this lonesome song. 'Cause I'll be gone, long gone, someday for long.
I'm leaving you
this
It's a family affair this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And back in April of 1963, Maybelle Carter was traveling with the New Lost City Ramblers doing concerts in California. And Mike Seeger thought it might be interesting if she and Sarah could get together. Sarah was living in Angels Camp, California, and he got them together, and they sat down and recorded a tune for him. I'm Leaving You is an old Delmore Brothers tune, and that's from a recording called Close to Home, old-time music from Mike Seeger's collection, 1952 to 1967, on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Back in 1952, a fellow named Clifford Spurlock convinced A.P. Carter to put together a new edition of the Carter family, including his son and daughter Joe and Jeanette Carter, along with Sarah, who was remarried and living in California. The incentive was to get their music into the Sears catalog. But A.P. never saw any royalties. Railroading on the Great Divide was a new tune recorded in March of 1952 with WOPI in Bristol, Tennessee. And that's from a collection called The Carter Family, The Acme Sessions, 1952 through 1956. And that's on JSP Records. And we let off that set with a great tune from back in 1939 recorded on radio station XET from Monterrey, Mexico. And we heard You Are My Flower, and we heard June Carter, 10-year-old June, singing Gathering Flowers from the Hillside. The Carter Family on Border Radio 1939, Volume 2, is on Arhuli Records. We're going to open this last set with a tune from Tillamook Burn from Lauren Sheehan and Zoe Carpenter. This is a Phil Wiggins tune called Roberta. Then we'll hear a couple of tracks from Mavis and Pops Staples. Lauren Sheehan and Zoe Carpenter on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Roberta, where are you? Can't you hear me call? I'm a thousand miles away from home with my back up against the wall. I reached for you in the dark last night. My eyes were open wide. I couldn't see you, girl. I couldn't feel you there. And so I hung my head and I cried. I cried, Roberta, where are you? Can't you hear me call? I'm a thousand miles away from home with my back up against the wall. Last night I walked these streets alone, searched in every joint in town. God, it's a damn disgrace the way these men keep turning me down. And I'm crying, Roberta, where are you? Can't you hear me call? I'm a thousand miles away from home with my back up against the wall.
don't you wanna go? Gone away, don't you wanna go? Going away, don't you wanna go? Going to my home on the other shore. There's just one kind favor I'll ask of you. There is one kind favor I'll ask of you. One kind favor I'll ask of you. See that my grave is kept clean. Dig my grave with a silver spade. Won't you dig my grave with a silver spade? Dig my grave with a silver spade. Ease me down with a golden chain.
Might be an ambassador, ain't enough friends. You might know how to gamble, you might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You might be a socialite. Serve somebody. Yeah! Robert. You may call me Jimmy. You may call me anything. No matter what you say, you got to hey, yeah,
serve somebody.
You got to serve somebody.
Got to serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, it may be the Lord. You got to serve somebody.
Got to
yeah,
serve somebody.
When Pops was very ill, he handed a tape to Mavis, and he said, "Don't lose this." It was his last recordings. That was Gotta Serve Somebody from Don't Lose This, that last recording from Pops Staples. Mavis is on there. That's from 1998, Bob Dylan's Gotta Serve Somebody, and that's on Anti Records. And before that, we heard Mavis from her recording Your Good Fortune, and See That My Grave Is Kept Clean, also on Anti Records. And we let off that set with the mother and daughter duet of Lauren Sheeran and Zoe Carpenter from their recording Tillamook Burn. We heard Roberta, one of Phil Wiggins' tunes, and Phil was on the harmonica for that. That's from Tillamook Burn, which is on their own record label. Hope you've enjoyed part one of our Family Affair program. We'll have another one next week with more musical families. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1540.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh.